Exposure. Pulse 95 live from Exposure at the Expo Center Sharjah.
Yes, you're listening to our live coverage of Exposure right here from Expo Center Sharjah. We have been having such a good time getting the chance to meet some world-class renowned photographers, and one that specifically has caught my eye is the amazing work that has been done by Marco Grassi. He is an award-winning landscape and travel photographer, as well as an avid adventurer and expedition leader. His portfolio is such a diverse tapestry of landscapes from all around the world. Every image is a masterpiece on its own, whether it is the glow of a sunrise over the towering peaks of Patagonia or even the magic serenity of a snow-capped Swiss peak. You can count on Marco's work to truly capture the essence of these places with a rare authenticity. Marco, it is such an honor to have you right here with us on the show.
Mimi?
It is such an honor to have you as well. Marco, let's talk a little bit about your work and your interests in specific, as you're primarily drawn to remote destinations and you typically immerse yourself in the untouched beauty of nature. So how do you prepare yourself for the challenges that you're about to face when it comes to capturing a photo, both physically and emotionally?
Yes, so over the years, it's become always easier and easier to prepare to go out in the outdoor and spend time outside, camping, immersed in nature. At the beginning, it was a little bit more stressful to like prepare all the logistics and like what to pack, the amount of food I needed to stay out like a certain amount of time. But then at this point, since I've done it so many times, it kind of became second nature. I know like the weight of everything in my backpack now, so I know what to take, I know what to pack. It's harder for me to be here in a podcast than out like in the middle of an ice field in Patagonia.
I love that. You're a different kind of breed. You know, you're a man of the wild. You want to just be out there, which also speaks volumes about his photo exhibition, which is right here at Exposure. It's titled The Nature's Enchantment. And I'll be honest, some of these imagery, I can sit there for a while. Almost, some of them even can give me, like a wheezy feeling, like I'm about to fall off the cliff in a sense. Because the way you're shooting them is like really panoramic. And it also speaks to the arduous journey that probably took to even get those types of imagery, those scenes, which are, again, very phenomenal. So I want to ask you about, how as a photographer and a man of the wild, how do you overcome the unpredictable nature, Mother Nature, if you will?
Yeah, so I basically rely on what's in my backpack, not like my equipment, having like a good tent, a good sleeping bag, or something like if you're like, I did like an expedition in Patagonia, I have photos from there in the exhibition, and I did it twice, and I was both time out for like about 12 days, camping and sleeping in the snow at minus 15, quite an adventure, but at the end you rely on everything that you have on the backpack, so and you don't want your gear to get wet, and you don't want to lose your gear, there's like really strong winds, everything, you have to count on the gear that you have with you.
Love that.
Absolutely. Now, looking at your amazing work, you continue documenting the world's wonder, and you're always attracted to the areas or the parts of the world that people have not yet been very well familiarized with. So what message or theme do you always focus to convey to the audience when they see your imagery?
Yeah, so my idea with the fact that so many people live like in urban jungles surrounded like by buildings is to bring this incredible landscape to them. I share a lot of my work like online and the idea of like inspiring people to get out in nature, spend more time outside, more time immersed in the quiet and silence of nature is what really inspired me now to go out and bring this landscape to the world.
Mm. Your process involves, I can tell, a lot of patience, a lot of endurance. And so how do you balance, this persistence? You want to always capture, but also you want to wait for that right moment.
Right. So I personally, I don't feel the pressure of having to deliver, like having to capture the shot. I just go out. I know like I go out without putting like this pressure on myself, and then I just wait. You know, when I'm working at the office at home, the days are really busy, emails and a lot of planning, a lot of working, and non-stop. And then as soon as I'm out in nature, I kind of feel disconnected. and then everything gets like, it's a different piece, like the life out there, no? And then I just wait for the right moment because I cannot control light and what nature does, no? So it's just a matter of being patient and wait for the right light and conditions.
Absolutely. Marco, a lot of your work, as you document the beauty of the world, you're also trying to send out a message to help protect the environment. So what specific message, and how do you find photography able to truly kind of participate in the change when it comes to protecting our planet?
With my work, as I was saying before, I really like to capture these places and inspire people. Just the idea of showing the beauties of the world, and maybe beauties that are far from like everyday life, mm-hmm. and people don't realize like the beauty of these areas. No, and so the idea is that if I show you, maybe then you're gonna want to know more about it, and like maybe I also help protect them and take some action.
You've been to a lot of places around the world, yes. Many, many countries. Is there any regions in specific that you're planning to visit?
So over the last years, I've been really lucky to be able to scratch off my like bucket list so many places. I finally visited Antarctica and South Georgia and Greenland, which were all places that I dreamed about for a very long time. So right now is always like a new place, a new place, a new place. But even just like going back to the places that I know, to the places that I've been photographing, never gets old, and is a way for me to find new angle, new perspective, getting maybe access to new part of the parks. And so the one place that I really love is Patagonia. I have a lot of work from Patagonia, and I've been going back every year since 2017, pandemic apart.
I urge our listeners to check out Marco Garzi's photo exhibition, again, titled Nature's Enchantments. Get inspired, but also learn the profound message behind his life's work. Again, Marco, man of the world, man of the wild, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Absolute pleasure. And with that, guys, it's really a wrap here at mm-hmm. Pulse 95 Radio. But don't worry, we're going to be back here again tomorrow from 12 to 2 p.m., keeping you guys busy and entertained throughout the weekend shift, but also covering everything exposure right here on Pulse 95.